You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. How are you?
Better than you. We've just been talking for, Johnny had his physical yesterday. I would say better than you. Don't think it's because it's physical. Remember he went to Two Rivers? He's been talking about it for 2 weeks.
Had a little physical, huh?
No, it was scheduled.
It was scheduled. And they did it all wrong. They did the date wrong.
The dentist appointment?
Yes.
What happened?
So he went to his dentist appointment, but they had a meeting, so he couldn't get in.
Well, it was kind of confusing on the time.
Right, right.
John, but they wouldn't let me in the door.
Okay, right. But John,
couldn't get through the door.
What happened yesterday?
So I go there yesterday, and they say, not to the dentist, to the hospital I go to. And this, every 6 months, I get a checkup type thing. They do blood work. And she says, okay, the doctor's on vacation, so it was somebody else type of thing. She's going to go over all the results of your blood work. I go, last time I had that was September. She said, no, you're recent. I said, yeah, I thought maybe you guys would do that today because I did not get a notice. And she goes, well, certainly you did. Let me check. She goes, oh, well, it's scheduled for the 20th of March. And your appointment's scheduled for the 3rd.
2 weeks off and for the following 3rd, yeah. Ugh.
You people can't make mistakes like that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like anybody else, but not...
Yeah,
the hospitals.
I had a certain thing kind of similar happen just recently with that same group of people where I had an appointment coming up and I knew I had to have blood work, but it was never scheduled. Oh. And so I'm trying to call and say, I need this. And they're like, oh, no, everything. And I'm like,
But that's blood work's easy to do.
Sure.
I mean, you just go down.
Yesterday I was, I wish I would have told you to not let me drink any caffeine.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd still be doing the blood work.
Yeah, that's too bad because now you got to reschedule the whole thing.
The whole thing over
again. Or something.
Whole thing start from scratch.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so at least you don't have any bad news because the dentist, you didn't see him. The doctor, you didn't see him.
Isn't
so
that crazy?
You can go live and everything's fine. Just say your wife is going to say, did you go to the dentist? Yep. Did you go to the doctor? Yep.
Yep.
So just leave it at that.
I did. I was at both places.
Right.
I got a texter. Happy Fat Tuesday.
It is.
Let's go get some punchkies. Pushkies.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
There you go.
That is what Shrove Tuesday, whatever. Yeah, it's Fat Tuesday today. So Lent begins tomorrow.
I had Fat Monday.
What'd you eat?
I'll tell you what. Waverly's pizza.
Oh.
20-inch.
Oh.
Piece of sausage the size of a silver dollar. You know how sometimes you get a pizza, they got these tiny little, almost like chopped ham.
Yeah.
It's the size of a silver dollar. They're pieces of sausage.
That is kind of a lot for two.
20 inches?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, it didn't eat the whole thing.
Sure.
Was there two? Were there two people?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. He did hesitate. Did you notice that? He looks at me like, well, who's the other one, Jim?
Oh, there's times I've downed a whole one like that.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There have been times. Yeah.
But anyway, with this Lent, so last night in class, Ramadan started, not yesterday, the day before.
A couple days ago.
So he was this kid from Jordan. I told you about him, but... They
do it pretty serious, don't they?
Well, very.
Yeah.
Very, but they fast all day.
Right.
And you can only eat when it's dark, when the sun's on.
Right.
Well, I'll take that over eating during the day. I said, the pizza companies must love that.
There have been a couple of guys in the NBA that have dealt with that.
Yeah. He has to go, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't do any water or anything during the day.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's very serious.
Very serious.
And...
Yeah, no, there have been some athletes that have tried to do it, follow it strictly and still play ball.
But, the sun comes up at, 6:30? Man, I'd be just
absolutely
scarfing away.
Just wait.
But McDonald's doesn't start burgers till 10. It's like, I don't know.
As soon as the sky turned a little bit, where you can, I would have like a landmark. Can I see that barn?
Set the alarm an hour before the sun gets up.
I see the barn! Here's some pancakes. Yeah.
And then tomorrow ours is, Christians, Catholics, no meat and then fasting.
Ash Wednesday,
So anyway, that's all this time of year.
But, I got so much. My dad had a temper. Okay. Real hot.
God, I wouldn't have never imagined that would be the case.
There's no heredity there. No. Okay.
So he got so mad. The first year, I think it was 12. Was it 12 when you first have to start fasting?
Oh, that's whatever. You know, that moves. It's 16. It was 12.
Yeah. I think it was like parents... the year they lowered it or something. The first year they lowered it.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
Mom would know.
Anyway. And actually, it was Good Friday.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit different, but you know.
Yeah. It's Good Friday. And it's like you're fasting, you know, we're doing the thing, and we're having a, and so what I would do is walk, I'd open the refrigerator door, oof, and just look, and then slam it shut. 2 minutes later, walk to the refrigerator door, yes, look, slam it shut, slam the cupboards, the yeah, whole thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's tougher. That anyway, well, I'm sure when we get to that, we'll talk about it. But
I think that might have been one of those days where he said, "Can't you be a good GD Catholic for one day in your
isn't
life?"
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
yeah. But from 12 to 3, we couldn't talk either.
Oh, I don't know if we had that.
Silence.
Ooh.
And now, church chat. Right. With Mino and the mayor.
Oh, boy. I don't
so
think.
So, my first year of fasting.
Pretty shell. I snuck
my
a ham
dad
sandwich.
Almost beat the crap out of me.
Well, isn't that special?
Because I complained right so much.
Yeah, but yeah, it is it. So, but today, celebrate. We're going to Heights tonight. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I see that. Kevin Van Ness, who we like, you know, he plays that New Orleans style.
Yeah, of course.
And he's not in New Orleans. I think he's in Appleton, quite honestly. I saw that on his, he sent something.
Were you
that,
ever in New Orleans for this?
No, not for
were
this.
Were you, Todd?
No.
Seems like you would have, having spent some time down south and everything.
You know, when I was living in Mississippi, I never had a chance to get there.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like Mike Stepak, who we had on when he was going to New Orleans for a Super Bowl, he said, if you ever travel to New Orleans, and you ever been there? Fine, do the tours, do Bourbon Street, you know, buy a glass, do whatever. But man, there are so many great places
absolutely
around New Orleans in other areas away from the tourists. Oh, yeah. He said that's the most. Well, that's what we said. The Super Bowl should be there every year.
Oh yeah,
every year, no question.
Maybe Vegas,
or Vegas.
You know, that's
yeah. You see, okay, I got to throw it out there. You see, Aaron Rodgers are talking about him going to the Giants.
No,
and a guy did a big article from New York. It's like, why? What haven't you seen? Come on.
Is he going to land somewhere or might he stay there?
He's running out of options, kind of.
Wow.
I still think he's going to end up in Las Vegas. I really do. Tom Brady. I still can't believe Tom Brady is allowed to be
a
team owner.
Talk about a conflict, right?
Because they're...
That was me. No, I can't take a bullet for you, John. That was John. How was that pizza on the way down here?
Hey.
Okay, so Brady, what?
Yeah. No, there are actual NFL rules. Members of opposing teams,
interviewing,
like even their PR guys, aren't allowed to like watch practice and do these. Brady's doing all that. He's doing all the things. I'm shocked.
And interviewing
that teams are allowed or are allowing him to do this.
And don't they dig a little deep on some of those interviews?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They don't put everything on TV, but you'll have to record this and
no
that.
No question.
I don't know if that's going to last.
But, I don't know. But he's Tom Brady. It seems like there's Brady rules.
He needs the money.
I know. I know. Let's and he's that, got some new little hottie on the side who I'm sure is needy. No, Giselle. Giselle has right a man.
Yeah.
Was he a karate instructor or something? Something like that. Know. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
I get a kick out of some of these showbiz, whatever you want to call people. That's all you, for years, oh my God, all I care about is my loving wife I'm going home to. Oh, my God. I've got the world's greatest husband. I know people are jealous. We have the most perfect kids.
Yeah.
We have the most unbelievably wonderful marriage. We live in a dream.
Right.
All of a sudden.
It's just one long honeymoon.
He sucks. You know what? I'm tired of him. And then she's with just a male model right off the bat. And
10
he's
years
got
younger
somebody from Victoria's Secrets. And, yeah.
But
yeah,
the guy who I think when you look at, you know, I mean, money, wealth, fame that you can marry out of your league. That Meghan Markle, I think, from Suits, I think she's...
I think you've got something for her.
I think I do.
I think you've got something. You have met... She is the only person on TV over the past 1 year that you have ever mentioned. It's the only TV show you've ever mentioned.
That's true. Maybe that's why I got to watch one.
You've got something for her.
I can tell you during the break something else. So anyway...
I got to tell you a funny story. You got to hear this. And I forgot my phone. The one day... It's absurd. I forgot my phone. But anyway, get this. So I get a text yesterday. Hey, John, this is Charlie. Maybe I remember. A longtime listener of your shows, of your program, big fan of the program. Said, I'm driving bus in Alabama. Must be a tour bus. And he said, I saw your picture you posted on Facebook from high school, you know, wearing the plaid.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The yellow pants and the whole things. And he goes, I talked to this lady, and she had said she's from Michigan. He goes, so I asked her, I said, you ever hear of Negani? She goes, I'm from Negani.
Wow.
She goes, you ever hear of John Minos? She goes, are you kidding? I went to school with him all my life. He goes, he's got a thing on Facebook of him and the homecoming court. He goes, do you know them? She goes, I'm the queen in the picture.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
We were talking yesterday off the air about how there's so many people from up there.
Yes. What are the odds of that?
Well, I think you seek them out. But yeah, there's more people here from there than I would have guessed had I not met you. Yeah, it's...
Well, I mean...
But you said a lot of people there moved down here.
There aren't a lot of jobs in the UP anymore. I mean, outside of Marquette, which is a great city, Marquette is now being listed as one of the, for its size, the most one of the top 10 destination cities for people to move to. Like what my brother did. You know, he lived in Arizona, or still, you know, has forever, ever. They used to spend the summer, you know, how people go to Florida for the winters. People from down there are now coming up to like Marquette and Traverse City and
get
places
out of
like
100 degree.
To get out of the heat.
Yeah. And I don't know what, that's a small community. That's like Two Rivers, right? 10, 11,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And they got water.
Oh,
they
got it's that got Lake Superior.
And, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. The stuff you can, and then they got that, they have a pavilion like in their park for like,
in Marquette.
The wrong one? Is that, no, I'm thinking the other side, right?
Oh, you think of Traverse City?
There's a pavilion I thought we saw with some music. No, that's not there. Wrong place.
Where were you? Where were you? In Marquette?
I was in the UP. You know, John, I don't know.
Boy, it's all the same up
there. So I was going to say that, John.
It's like in the UK, they think that all there is in America is New York and Los Angeles.
Right,
that's
I know. The South is, all right. Okay.
I don't know.
But it's great. I would do that. I tell you, if I had a place in Arizona.
Are you talking about the pavilion in the UP?
This was 2002, okay?
They've got one in Marinette.
It's Marinette.
Oh, okay.
It's Marinette.
Yeah.
That's where it was. The mayor came down here. I went up there. It's
got
Marinette.
It. Got
it's
you.
Marinette.
Got it.
It's all not right. Marquette. Sorry.
I'm not saying there isn't a pavilion in the UP, but I didn't think that'd be a big landmark.
The one he's talking about. And that was a big deal when we were there. Okay. All right. Got that squared away.
All right.
What is this?
Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Hi, everybody. It's Happy Tuesday at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. Women are already outside our window.
Throwing beads.
Right. Throwing beads.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Look at the floats. Look at the floats.
Put it back on. Al Hurt.
Put that.
Love you. Play when the Saints go marching in. Back after
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Mano the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Tuesday, March 4th, it is Fat Tuesday. It is Dance the Waltz Day. You seem like you'd know how to do the waltz.
Oh, yeah.
Do you do it upstairs in your dance studio?
We might have, but
I mean, that'd be a good place to practice how to do that.
It was just a square box, Not
no, it's rectangular.
Room.
It's more rectangular.
I'm talking about the waltz, John.
Oh, the waltz. I'm sorry. Let's talk about your room.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know what?
Get some coffee.
You know what I felt bad about? I never really brought this up, but I legitimately, honestly felt bad about something that night at your house for your Christmas party.
Hmm.
I didn't know anybody could hear me singing Blue Christmas. I thought I was just kind of mumbling.
Oh, because upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. The acoustics up there.
Awesome. Oh, so I feel bad. I didn't want those kids thinking I was... You know, because they were so good. Were they from Michicott?
Yeah, they're probably on the bus home.
Could
they're
hear
like,
that?
That's a good room to sing
because
in.
your personal trainer sure heard it.
Oh,
and she was pretty far away. And then another guy came over.
She was pretty
and
close
something.
To the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another guy came over and mentioned. Goes, hey, I've heard Elvis. You're not Elvis. But wow. You ever do that where so you know you're kind of sing along, you don't realize
it that can get a little bit annoying if
I don't think I was.
If you go to a concert. I'm talking about the Widener. I'm not talking about, you know, the
Mosh pit.
I'm talking about the Widener. Yeah. People like to sing along. Who sang Chestnuts on an Open Fire? That
Johnny Mathis.
Nat King Cole?
No, okay. Johnny Mathis was there. Guy sang everything.
Some other guy, did you mean?
Right next to you?
Next to me.
Oh!
Everything.
That would
He was a Johnny Mathis. He loved Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
And Donna kept telling me that, you know? Think about how happy he is. I don't care about him.
That would be really annoying. I remember
that happened in Peter, Paul, and Mary, but that was a lot better because it was kind of everybody.
Everybody kind of singing along.
Yeah. And everybody knew every song. And they were awesome.
Who do we have on? Was it Sandra? Somebody was on who was at McCartney. And when he would do certain songs, the whole Lambeau Field would sing.
Oh, yeah, Billy Joel. They do, but they invite that. What I'm talking about is the person that.
Right, who's not invited. It's like the time I told you I was up at the, I forget who was seen in concert. And at the Resch, up in one of the boxes, and somebody pointed out, said, how would you like to be sitting behind those two girls? Because they were dancing and singing to all the songs. Right. And I said, yeah, that's annoying. And I saw Usher came over and got into a little bit. Then I said, can I borrow your glasses? And I looked at the binoculars. That's my daughter. What? That's my daughter and friend. So I asked security guy if we could bring him up into the booth.
It is cool, though, when they invite the audience and there's 8,000 or 9,000 people there. Elton John did that Saturday night, some of that stuff. But the other ones, you know, people were just chill.
But when it's a singer, crooner kind of person,
don't mess with that.
The same thing.
Yeah, don't mess with that.
That's kind of what I'm saying about Johnny Mathis.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that. But especially be right now. I would almost think security would say, hey, buddy.
No, John, this wasn't real loud. This was just.
I know, but it was just for him
and me.
That's what I mean, but it was.
It's like whispering in my ear.
Yeah. Nothing like whispering Johnny Mathis songs into your ear.
Should have pulled out a 50 and said, listen, I'll give you
buddy,
this.
Please. Today is also Marching Band Day. I am a huge fan of marching bands.
I am. That thing we went to at Southwest, Oshkosh came in and they had the five schools of Green Bay. That was great.
I love. In fact, I was going past West DePier High School yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever I did. And they were doing a fundraiser. They're selling mattresses or something for a big fundraiser at the high school. But they had the
what?
Yeah, it's a mattress sale at West DePier High School.
No.
Yeah.
New, I hope.
I guess. Anybody out there from West DePier? Are they having a mattress sale?
That is like, what do you, got to deliver them and camera upstairs? I can't think of a worse product except the refrigerator.
Okay.
You're right. What? There was one.
Okay.
Really?
Yep. Custom Fundraising Solutions, huge mattress and adjustable bed sale fundraiser at West DePier High School on Sunday.
Okay. On Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what is the price? That's
first annual mattress sale fundraiser. Yeah. So first the
annual.
First time they did
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me guess. Let's put a little star next to that for next year.
See if there's another one.
I've never heard of that before.
Me either. I've never heard of anybody doing that.
No.
I wonder how it went.
I know. We got to find out.
We do. What is it? Do they have some pricing on there? And these things got to start at $200.
Get our
old
friend Nikki on. Her kids go to West DePier.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. She'll know.
I just think that's usually it's $25, $50 to. That's a high ticket item for kids to sell.
I know. That's what I mean. And plus, like what you said to carry, why can't they make mattresses better to carry? Like I said, I spent a summer working as a mover.
But
worst job I've ever had in my lifetime.
But Costco has some of those. They're like
super, you can buy some things, right?
Yeah, they're condensed or they're but I think once you open it up, that's it.
Oh, they got like shrink wrap things.
Right. Well, it's more than I think.
That's that's pretty cool with clothes. How much stuff you can get into one of those things.
Oh, think about
that's
it.
That's really
think
cool.
About for shipping.
Yeah. But as a mover, and even when I see the guys here at the apartment complex, I have a soft spot for them. It's like, that's a tough job,
man. That's a
man.
Tough job. Yeah, it is. And that two men in a truck, and those guys work so hard.
You earn your checks in those days. You really do. Marching bands, all the respect in the world for anybody that's ever been in a marching band. I love marching band music. I really, truly do. Snack day. There's a lot of those days.
Yeah, isn't that every day?
A lot of those days. Oh, boy.
Here it is. Did you get my email yesterday on this?
Obesity day?
Yeah. It's snack day and pound cake day, and then in the middle.
What's your thing? What's your number? I'm violating.
BMI?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But the
I got a text here. When I coach at Kimberly, the baseball program also did that for a fundraiser. Terry, is it hard? Just the mechanics of it? Or do you have somebody then delivers them?
And do you have to take the old ones away?
And what are the odds somebody needs a mattress?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's
not like...
Maybe we're talking about... Maybe it's really popular.
I was thinking about getting a mattress today.
Right.
I mean, it's not like a pizza.
Okay, so what's your BMI?
It's better.
Give me a pen. I'll write mine down. You write yours down. And we'll just show it to each other.
Okay, well, do you want to write mine down or yours down?
I'm writing mine down.
I'm writing yours down.
All right.
Oh, that's close. One.
Oh, real close. Yeah.
What is it?
33.
I said 34 for him.
I think mine is 31.
I put 31.
So his is.
I think.
Yeah.
Did you see, I mean, it's no secret, but aren't like 40% of Americans obese?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable. Well, it wasn't that long ago. It was like 10. I mean, it's crazy how that has grown. And I don't know if they moved the bar. I don't know, but there's...
I mean, in my mind, when somebody says, he's obese... I mean, I'm not what I think of.
Right.
Maybe when other people think of obese, they think of us.
I don't think so.
They might now.
But then they have another category, thank God. It's called severe or...
Yeah.
It's another category.
Below that.
Yeah, I know.
I think 34 is 33. I know. All right, we got to start a quick break. We got some great folks coming on, including Ben Chan.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Back after this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Part of our listening area is under a winter storm advisory through tomorrow evening. An active storm with rain, wind, and possibly more snow will come through the area, bringing soaking precipitation and high winds of up to 50 miles per hour. Much of our area will see rain, maybe turning to snow late Wednesday. More details are on the way with our Civic Media meteorologists. Green Bay Alderman Chris Weary, who has served the city for 23 years, says he will announce his resignation at the council meeting tonight. In a social media post, said he's moving from his district to a home where he can better take care of his wife, who has MS, and his mother, who is also dealing with health issues. His last day with the city will be May 6th. People who wish to serve the remainder of his term will be able to apply for the position, and the city council will vote on a replacement at a later date. Looking at the past week, gas prices were down. Melissa Kay has the story.
Average gas prices fell 5.1 cents in the last week, for an average of $2.80 today. This is 7 cents lower than a month ago and over 45 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as geopolitical tensions intensify. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. This comes on top of the ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market. However, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty. Regardless, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, pushing prices higher ahead of summer.
Meanwhile, between Monday and Tuesday morning, some gas stations in New Wisco have increased the prices of a gallon of gas up to 20 cents more than it was over the weekend. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. So, what else we got going on today? It is Pound Cake Day.
That's Tariff Tuesday. No, we shouldn't talk about
that. Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking anything national politics.
All right.
Yep. Pound Cake Day. I hate pound cake. Unless it's smothered in strawberries and whipped cream.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the only reason you would have it, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, those guys and all my Vietnam guys, said the exact same thing. The pound cake that you could get, that was like the only thing you could trade for cigarettes with another guy. Because they love the pound cake so much in their K rations, C rations.
Isn't there a store on Oneida Street, right off Oneida, pound cake? That's what you buy there?
Oh, I don't know. Is there?
Used to be.
That's all he sells, pound cake?
Yeah, I gotta look at that.
So, somebody asked me the other day, and I know we talked about this, is the Bunny Bread store still, or not the Bunny Bread, the Hostess store still open here? The day old stuff?
Didn't he call and say it was?
Is it?
I didn't call, but I went online.
Oh, you went online. Okay. I thought somebody else did that.
Is it still on Military?
Let me see.
That's where it was when I was a kid.
I think it is on the right side as you're going north.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did you guys have Bunny Bread here?
If it's still there, it's if it's not open, it's still there.
Okay. Do you guys have Bunny Bread? Or is that just the UP Bunny Bread?
That's, did that make it UP and south, like down south.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. We had that down in Mississippi.
That was like, that's the only thing people ate up there was
what is
Bunny
it?
Bread.
Kind of like, it's kind of like Wonder Bread, right?
Exactly.
It's like the whitest of the white
breads. It's as white as possible.
Yeah.
It's great for you.
It could not be whiter.
I thought maybe it was like in the shape of a bunny. Like,
no. So you would eat it. Their logo.
So you would eat it as a little kid.
No, that was their logo. Ironically, in fact, I can guarantee this. Ironically, I've used Bunny Bread to soak up the juice from eating rabbit.
Wow.
You know, when you think about
keep
that.
Keep it in the family. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
When I was eating my, Sponfenugel?
Huh?
What did you call that? Sponfenugel?
No.
Oh, no. Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer.
Hassenpfeffer. And there's juice in there. That is good.
Just does not sound good.
Yeah, I know.
At 6:39 in the morning.
But Wonder Bread, even though it was kind of cheap, that's good bread. It was so spongy, you know? I mean,
but if you don't know different, that stuff's great. I mean, now it'd be like, oh, I want whole wheat. I want rye. Yeah. I want this, you know, whatever. Back then, on a peanut butter sandwich, phenomenal.
I'd like to take
it anything better.
And squish it all together and eat it that way.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Then it's like dough.
It was malleable.
Yeah. There you go.
Malleable. That's malleable.
Or put that bologna.
Is that the right word? Malleable?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, malleable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, today is also Sportsmanship Day, something I believe in strongly.
Oh, yeah, right. The guy never shook hands with somebody. That's I can't believe you tell people that. Did you tell your kids that?
They know.
They assume.
You lied. I didn't have to.
I had a laugh. We were watching something the other night, and this guy's in the NBA, and he received his fifth technical foul this season. One more, and he's, you know, whatever. I told him, when I was a freshman, I got 5 in 12 games, 5 technicals. Yeah. Mardi Gras Day. Yep. All right. And of course, starting tomorrow, right, Todd? Or does it start today?
I'm not sure if it starts today. Today is just Mardi Gras. So.
Is that today?
It does. With Fat Tuesday, I think that's when
Mardi Gras starts. Yeah, I would think so, huh?
Yeah.
Today's the day of the parades and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Remember that time Al Hurt, somebody threw like a beer bottle and cut his face?
No.
Do you remember it, Todd?
No.
Oh, yeah. I want to say cut his lip. Somebody threw a beer bottle.
Pete Fulton or Al Hurt?
Al Hurt. During the parade, and cut his lip really bad right in the middle of the thing.
Wow.
Yeah. No. All right. Today is Grammar Day. I wish I would have paid attention to grammar.
I know.
I just,
me too.
I couldn't diagram a sentence to save my life. Al Hurt, find it?
I'm looking for it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be there. Trust me. I know these things. I don't make this stuff up. I mean, some stuff I do, but not everything.
Every time I see something like that, when we talked about geometry and algebra, Grammar Day too, like, when will I ever use this? You won't, but the smart kids will.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's kind of like the that thing where the mom, the cartoon, the mom yelling at her son, if you don't learn the capital of every state, you will never win at bar trivia.
So I have your story.
Yes.
It wasn't a beer bottle or a bottle at all. It was actually a brick.
Ooh.
1970. Geez.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does it say, Todd?
That's 54 years ago, right?
55. Yeah. 55.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Is he still living?
I don't think so. He played at the first Super Bowl.
Well, he's got his own place down there.
1999, he passed away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still, one of my favorite songs of all time is still When the Saints Go Marching In. Uh-huh. I love that when they play that. So I get goosebumps. Birthday wise, Chaz Bono is 56. Ray Boom Boom Mancini is 64. I told you my Ray Boom Boom Mancini story. I introduced him to his wife.
Oh, I think you did, but now I don't remember the whole thing. How did that work out?
I don't know if they're still married. He was in Tucson for a fight, and I did a big story on him. And this girl was a sports writer, and I introduced them, and they hit it off, and I believe they got married then.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, now, I just want to point this out. That's the kind of story nobody else could ever tell, right? I mean, serious to God.
Yeah.
The only person in the world that could tell that story was John Minow. Right. And there now, whether it's true or not,
right,
you still believe it.
I just don't let it go. I'm letting it go because it's, yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. We could call my buddy in Tucson and work with him. He'll know.
What was her name?
I don't know. She was Hispanic. She was a sports writer.
Look up Raymond Sini.
What year was that? 1982. And I still remember what he said to her because she was like a little bit.
Will you marry me?
And he goes, no. He goes, oh, so you're the famous, or should I say infamous, so and so. I heard about you, and that's what he said to her as I was standing right next to him.
Wow.
Yeah, Ray Bubba Mancini. And then my first day working in Flint when I left Tucson, the big story that first day. Boom Boom Mancini accidentally kills that guy in the ring. Dooku Kim. Yeah.
I didn't
Small
follow
world,
that.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what else happened on that same day? Mm-hmm. Biggest upset in college basketball history. Chaminade knocked off Virginia when they had Ralph Sampson.
So I just thought of Sha-na-na. So I saw them. I looked up Ray.
Okay. It
says his wife is Tina Rossi.
Okay.
But he got married in 2014. There's no record of another marriage before that.
I think they kept it quiet. Okay, can I throw out another one?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure, we got time to kill.
Yeah. No, I'm looking on the birthday list.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia Heaton.
Yep.
Great actress.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
And then, that was a great show, too. Yep. Patricia Heaton.
Yep.
I was friends with her dad.
Really?
Did you introduce him to his... Would you introduce him to Johnny?
No.
Were you friends with her? Okay. Did you meet her?
No.
So okay. What's his name?
I don't remember. He was a sports writer for the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
That is true.
And
all right.
In Tucson.
I was going to look.
You ever watch the movie Major League where that movie is shot? It was High Corbett Field in Tucson, Arizona. And all the sports writers would come down. The Cleveland Indians had spring training in Tucson.
Chuck Heaton.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed it. It was the Plain Dealer. It was the sports writer for the Plain Dealer.
Yep. It was him and Terry Pluto, Pluto, were the two main sports writers I got to be friends with. Yes. And their general manager, can I just throw some more bizarre facts?
Might as well.
Their general manager was...
Drop names.
Yeah. Their general manager was Phil Segehi, Seghi, who used to be general manager of the Green Bay Blue Ribbons. How's that? Good.
No. Unbelievable.
All right. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So again, nobody else in the entire world could pin those things together and tie a string around it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And also last birthday.
Or care, but all right.
Catherine O'Hara, 71. I love her.
Of course, Home Alone. Yeah. She was on SCTV, right? And then she did Schitt's Creek.
Absolutely. Yeah. She is so good. They won. Do you remember the Academy Awards? Or not the Academy. What's the TV?
Emmys.
Emmys. And it was during COVID, okay? So these people would be in rooms at their house, basically. Right. You know. But what that cast did is they all got together in one big room, okay? And, like, I think there were, like, six people, and five all won, like, awards standing around. She's awesome.
If I read this right, they won a total of 10 between 2019 and 2020.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So you think I make up stuff?
No,
I make up stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird though, Todd? Analyze me.
God, I do that every day, John.
We had 14 minutes.
On his rides home to Oshkosh.
Right.
Oh my God.
No, let me just say this. Why do I still remember those kind of things specifically, yet I could sit and have somebody give a talk on whatever, and at the end...
Not retain anything.
Not listen. Why is that?
Is it because... Okay, a couple things there. The movies, you mean, is it visual? Do you have to be visual to
comprehend? I can remember being with Boom Boom Mancini. Oh, yeah. I remember being with Patricia Heaton's dad, you know? Why do I remember those little things? And
I got another theory, but go ahead, Todd.
Well, we've got the folks from the Brain Center coming in, I think, next week.
Because
they've got a big event coming up. Maybe we should ask them that.
I would like that a lot.
Why you retain certain things and not others?
Yes. Is it ADD? Is that what that is? Or something?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, I hate to say it. We brought this up before, though, so it's okay. We're at our Christmas party. Our owner gave a wonderful, nice speech. And Jim goes, that was really nice. Wasn't it? I go, I wasn't. What did he say?
I didn't hear a word he said.
And then when it was time right to applaud, next to
me, I said, John, you were applauding. He goes, yeah, that's I just sit there. And then when people start applauding, I applaud too.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I know. What's wrong with me?
It's, you know what it is? Well, I don't know what it is. We'll see. Talk to the brain center. There's a couple things there. One is just pure and simple interest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if it was a military history or sports thing, right. I'd be all over it.
And then you retain that because you've got to get more interested in finances.
Yes.
And all that exciting stuff, politics. And I could tell you.
Send me to a seminar. I'll come back and report
Might
on it.
Might be a waste of money. So,
hey, we got some great guests today. Billy Joel Banachek.
Yep.
First Reach Foundation, which is a very cool organization. 7:30, Ben Chan. Everybody knows Dr. Ben Chan. Talk about his most recent Most recent Jeopardy appearance. Steve Jones, longtime, unbelievably successful football coach at Kimberly, who now is a leadership coach and an author. He is amazing. All the respect in the world for him. And Todd is playing my song.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
Is that okay? Is that a trombone? What is that?
Yeah, it's a trombone right now.
Okay. And what's the first one?
The trumpet.
Trumpet and then trombone?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know my brass. I mean, I like the sounds, but I never know what sound something's making when I hear it like this. Todd, did you ever sing? Okay, we got more to talk about. Back at this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's just got to put you in a good mood,
oh,
right?
Man.
It's just awesome.
How do you
music.
Not tap along your feet to that?
Right. That's a drum, John.
Man, I wish I was a drummer. I always wanted to be a drummer. That's the only instrument I ever wanted to play was drumming.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy.
I think I'd be a phenomenal.
That's
a lot
that's
of coordination
awesome.
There.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do the foot pedal thing.
Well, then you can't be a drummer.
No, yeah, I
suppose you could be a
bass. No, you gotta have that.
You said, Todd, there's only one person that could tell those stories. Okay. Who's the only person who won 14 teddy bears playing whack-a-mole at Great America in one day? Yeah. Now you tell me that guy could be a drummer.
Do you use your feet?
No. I wouldn't use... that's overkill. You don't need feet to be a drummer.
I mean, if you're in a marching band, you could just be a snare drum, right?
Absolutely.
Or a bass drum.
That's
a lot easier. The bass just...
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
But then if you mess it up...
Heavier to carry, though, too.
That's true. But that jazz, I love it.
I do, too.
It is...
Something like that.
That's why
phenomenal.
Clarinets. That's why when Kevin Van Ness is playing with the group at our remotes and stuff like that, so fun. Because they play that kind
when
of
when they
stuff,
did
right?
that inside the Packer House, when Michael came up, our last Packer House thing.
Yeah.
In that room, wasn't that fun? Didn't that sound
it was great.
Amazing?
Yeah. When they were playing that high note, that could have been a clarinet. Because I said it was a trumpet. I don't know if it's trumpet or clarinet. But I mean, that's what a band is there. That's, they don't have any, obviously strings or anything in there. But
it was an oboe. I was telling you. I got a couple texts. Sportsmanship. In my 35 years of coaching, I got one technical for yelling, oh, my God, at an official.
Wow.
That's almost exactly what I said when I got my.
Yeah.
Got another one here from Sarah. I don't believe the bread store is there anymore. I think it's a rent-to-own place. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sarah. Text said that. This is true. Well, you do still need feet in a marching band, Johnny.
Yeah, that is true.
Could you keep time marching? Because I get really disappointed when I see marching bands that they're not on time. That bothers me.
I don't know if that's that big of an issue sometimes anymore.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is.
Okay. And I'm just saying that I think sometimes the high school bands, they're a little more lax on the... Because I'll tell you what. I found this video on this website about the UP. Okay? It's really interesting to see. But anyway, they had video from the 1965 Centennial. And they had this group up. There was a drum and bugle corps called the Blue Notes. Love and they had, they had film of them. You've never seen anything more
in-step. I know.
And like they're coming up and they turn that corner. And how they do that corner.
Flank that thing.
So perfect.
It's awesome.
And that was 1965. With
little steps,
and
big steps.
Yes.
It's what you could carry a pole and it would just be perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I'll show you sometimes. It's all black and white and everything. But it's like, watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Because they come up to the end of the road, it's a dead end, and how they turned so perfectly synchronized, it's like, that is fun to watch. That's cool to see.
It's also a lot of practice.
A lot of practice. Another thing, though, about marching bands, like that we've talked about, I've seen, I know at least two, maybe three times in the summer where people have gone down from the heat with those uniforms. And I think that's why in a lot of places, you and I have talked about this.
Right.
High school football games these days, in the warmer days, very seldom will you see them in uniform.
But I think the uniforms for marching bands were at football, which was a cooler season.
Well, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, you take that on the 4th of July.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're expensive. So, you know, I don't know that they have summer and winter. I think they do now, but no. Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean,
that.
It looks so awesome.
The capes.
I mean, just cool. Looks phenomenal. They wear those hats with the feathers and the whole thing. I'm into that. I really am. I've never done it, but I could listen to that kind of music,
we'll
marching band music
next year
all the
again,
time.
They had the Oshkosh came in, their marching band, and then the five high schools from Green Bay area, and they had a contest. Don and I went to that. That was a lot of fun. It's great.
Brian says, I always want to bring a whistle and throw off bands
nice,
at a parade.
Thank, well, isn't
Brian,
that nice?
Of all people.
Isn't that nice?
Of all people, you'd be like the last one that I would think would say something like that.
Oh.
Well, no, not the last. We had some other characters. Yeah, with it. But disappointing, Brian.
Really, if you would blow that thing two, three times, they would be looking, they'd be like stopping, like, what's going on here? Oh, that would be terrible.
Wow.
Brian, don't do that. That's,
that sounds like something Mino would do.
Yeah.
I like them. I told you I like marching bands.
Yeah, but still.
Oof. No, I got buddies that would do that. I guarantee you my buddies would do that. Delangelo, some of the fellas. Yeah. You know, another thing, though, too, about Mardi Gras and about the whole New Orleans kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That could be scary, I've heard. I've heard people say that, like, okay, everybody loves to show up there. Well, criminals know that, too. And they show up just like tourists do for these people who are in New Orleans for the first time or getting drunk and doing whatever. They say, you really got to watch it downtown New Orleans during the parade.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I always think there's safety in numbers. You know, I really believe that. And, you know, if you just get those, put your money in front, right? Like, you don't carry a wallet. Just, you know how you get those, what's that called? You just put it over your neck. They always tell you that when you do international trips. No, New Orleans is my parents went to that one year. It's a great, great place to go and
they
celebrate.
Actually, you know what? I've got one of those. I think I gave it to my daughter. I think I lost it. But I actually got one of those in Iraq.
Yeah.
And the guys told me, if you lose your papers, you're up. I mean, it's...
Right. So put them in there. Yeah.
And that worked perfectly then whenever I traveled.
And the material's good.
Your
so
passport and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, those things are awesome. They really truly are.
I don't know, New Orleans, I mean, it was terrible what happened this year there, or last year, I should say, but by and large, I mean, I think that's pretty safe.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of tourists and a ton of fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'd go.
I'll tell you what, when we went down for the Super Bowl that year, we've got people, I remember we had Erin Davidson on, and she was talking about some of the hotel rooms, like some of the people check in and they go into the room, there's like an empty whiskey bottle under the bed, and like, I mean, you got to kind of know your thing in New Orleans, I think, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Todd, did you ever go there when you were living there or no?
Not when I lived there. Later, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I've been there.
How far were you from that where you lived?
Couple of hours. I was, you know, in Jackson, Mississippi. Probably could have gotten down there in 3-4 hours.
Okay, what song? What song? I'm going to say the song, 1971, okay? Last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me.
Oh, when you're hot, you're hot?
Nope.
Is that Johnny Cash?
He said, you tip your hat to the lady, son. And when I did, all that hair fell out. Well, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, devoted Baptist at the Antioch Church. You don't know that song?
No, what is it?
Easy Rider, Charlie Daniels.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Can we play that coming back?
Sure.
All right.
Of course we can.
All right. We got Billy Joe.
Bonick. Yep.
Coming up.
It's a great cause that she's working on.
Phenomenal. Dr. Ben Chan coming up. Of course, we all know him. And Steve Jones, former head coach at Kimberly High School, now a leadership coach and an author. He's spectacular. Great guest coming up. You won't hear any more stories from me in 1982.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.